Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
It can be believe in prayers and somebody bent unexpectedly. Never trust a chance, small to say the least, both a little scared. Neither one prevent beauty in the beast. Never just the same. Never a surprise. Never just as sure. Never as before. As the sun we rise.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and my sidekick, Chris Michael Ward. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in the 30 countries around the globe. Thank you. And now you got to do a recount. It might be more than 30 by now, but tonight is going to be an interesting guest that we have, Tamina Ward. I'm sure there's no relation, but who knows? But the thing is, we have heard a lot of people. I hear Chris in the background. You never know who's related to who. But, you know, we've been talking about in the news lately about people who have been murdered and sexually assaulted in the military. And thank God for the military people, because had not it been for them, you know, we might be living a different lifestyle over here. We might be having bombs going off, you know, like over in third world countries. And I don't think I can live like that. So I'm grateful to all the men and women who put their life on the line to take care of us. People like me who ain't trying to go if I could go. You know, thank you. And my guest, man, she not only did what was required when you go in, you fully enlist, like 2 years or whatever it may have been. You know, she did 20 years, And this queen, I'm telling you, if you would ever see her picture on Facebook or her media site, you would not believe that she did 20 years. Because I've seen some people who did over 15, and I don't know whether it's the military or whether it's getting out or whatever, some of them people tend to look hard, you know. You know, sometimes life deals people different hands. So I first want to introduce my co-host, Chris, and then we'll bring on Tamina Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I'm doing good. It's raining, I can't talk today. It's raining in Ohio, but I'm doing fine.
Baby, that's okay, because over here I wish I could bring you some sunshine, because the sun is still out, you know, because we're in different time zones. I'm loving it, you know, and we want to introduce, without further ado, Queen Tamina Ward. How you doing, my sister?
I am doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you bless me, and you bless me for being here. You know, and I'm sure my listeners, before we get into your story in detail, you know, by you being ex-military and a career military woman, put in 20 years, that, you know, to me, that's hard because I'm the only one in my family who didn't go in the military, and just the boot camp alone, man, would have killed me. How did you do it? First of all, get past the boot camp. Were you prior to that, you know, very physical and stuff, you know?
That's a great question. And actually, prior to that, I was not very physical. I didn't grow up running track or doing any playing any basketball or anything like that. So I was not physically fit, per se, going into the Marine Corps. But, you know, so much starts in the mind. When it comes to strength, you know, because you don't have to actually have the physical strength. I made it through with mental strength. A lot of people ask me that question. How did you make it? How did you go through it? And it starts by not giving up on yourself. So anyone can do it. You just go in with the mindset that I'm not going to give up on me, and you can make it through.
You know something? I like what you said as a mindset. But, you know, I wasn't there. But the mindset probably said to me, you're not going to quit. But I bet your tongue was hanging out saying something else. I need water. When you was running through the physical part.
there was plenty of discussions between me and God as I'm running and as I was hiking and as my feet were hurting and everything else. I was asking God to not give up on me as well. So there were many conversations with me and the man upstairs to help me through.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm glad you did it, you know, because I'm just glad you did it because it takes a special person, you know, to want to risk family and everything to not know where you might be shipped at. You might request a certain place, but, you know, 20 years you've seen some things, Afghanistan and other stuff, you know, never knowing where you're going and to say, okay, God, just cover me. I'm going in, you know, and I need to just tell you, thank you for serving our country. Thank you for keeping me and my family safe. I so appreciate you with that. And I'm going to let Chris ask
you
a question, and then I'm going to come back and ask you some more questions. Thank you, Tamina. Go ahead, Chris.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tamina. My first question is, I don't know if fun is the right word to use, but what is the most, like, what did you enjoy most? If I can't use the word fun, what did you enjoy the most about being in the military?
You know, the thing that I enjoyed the most is gaining family. And, you know, it's, of course, we consider family as being blood, but when you're in the military, you travel and you move so much that oftentimes you're not near your blood family. So, you know, throughout the years, I have gained so many people that I can depend on. And although they're not my blood, I consider them family because they were there, you know, when things are tough or there to watch my kids. So I am so grateful. And the best part about it was gaining the people that I have these lifelong bonds with now for the rest of my life.
Yep, that's your extended family. You know, it's true. I mean, even if you're not in the military, when you got somebody who show you love and you can count on, you know, sometimes they treat you better than some of your blood relatives because
Exactly.
You know, I those said, we related, and I, you know, I just look at them kind of sideways, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I guess
me too.
Question, and I know I don't want to make it seem like this interview is about it, but you have heard, like everyone else has heard, about that one young Latin female who was murdered, and then one guy, he committed suicide, and they really haven't tied it together yet, what's going on. But she's not the only one. I've heard about men who committed suicide and they had told their parents prior to that they was being sexually harassed. You know, and I know that the military is cracking down and doing more, you know, work looking into those people who make the allegations against people doing stuff to them. Did you go up against anybody when you was brand new and didn't really know the ropes who tried to sexually harass you, or did you ever have to deal with that, or you just lucked up?
I think that just about anyone, you know, has probably ran into a situation or two, you know, throughout the military lifestyle, even before the military. I think that the military is definitely doing such an amazing job as far as defining what it is, because things have changed throughout the years, and the training that is out there today compared to what it was back in the day. So, you know, it's just like any other organization. You run into a problem, a situation, and you put more measures in place to ensure that you protect those moving forward. So, I can definitely see that there's a lot of people that have experienced it. Yes, for sure.
Okay. And in your case, I know I have a lot of family members in the military, and everybody got their what do you call it, MO or whatever. Everybody got their title of what they're specializing in the military. And one of my relatives, they was in for like 23 years. And after they did, I guess, the grunt work, they finally became head nurse and they was running other people. How long does it take in the military before you find yourself able to get out that grunt work, standing guard duty, or, you know, always got to be, you know, how long does it take usually for someone to do something other than being in a platoon where you're being talked to, unless maybe you was an officer going coming out the gate, because some people go in as officers, not just, you know, enlisted.
Yeah, well, it depends on your job. But in the Marine Corps, we put Marines in leadership positions almost immediately. You know, it also depends on your maturity level and your level of initiative when you first join the military. Some people join and, you know, they may have come from a strict background and they know exactly what to do and, you know, how to establish themselves in a position of leadership. And those, you know, once leadership sees that you're good or that you can handle more responsibility, it's often given to you faster than someone who may not be ready for those levels. You know, so there's just a lot of variables that depend on you being placed in a higher position of leadership. It's not always about rank. Sometimes it's about rank. But there have been plenty of people in, you know, leadership roles and ranks that I've noticed higher that wasn't ready for those positions of leadership. So it's all about you and your performance and how well you do, and you show your leadership what you're responsible for.
That's good. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good point. Well, Chris, I'm going to let you have your question.
Okay, Tamina, my question is, did you always want to enlist in the military, or did this happen by accident?
That's a real good question.
Mm-hmm.
I did not always want to enlist into the Marine Corps.
Okay.
Before I joined the Marine Corps, I was an assistant manager at Foot Locker, enjoying myself, and a recruiter walked in. And we ended up becoming friends. He ended up enlisting another one of my coworkers, and she was a young female like me. And her and I were good friends, so we would write back and forth when she went to boot camp. And one day he ended up walking in, and there was just madness in the store, and he was like, hey, T, he was like, if you can handle all of this, then you can definitely make it in the Marine Corps. And I came from a single-parent background, so my mother raised three kids by her own, and I wanted to finish college. So that was my main motivation for joining, but I did not ultimately see myself joining the Marine Corps, and that was definitely not my goal up front.
Oh, okay. Well, I do say one thing about the Marine Corps. I love their uniforms, how the branches, and also like the uniforms, the white, I think you said the Navy or the Air Force, but I love the Marine Corps uniform. I used to be married to a Marine before he passed, but my question is, now that you have done your 20 years, do you have relatives or children who asked you, do it seem like a good idea if they were to enlist? Because I know the military is good for put some time in, and they'll pay for your education. Because my grandson, he wants to go next year into the military as well, because he wants to do underwater welding, which pays really good money, and they're going to, hook him up with the entry-level bonus pay when you're going in the door and, the education that he needs. So that's good. So does anybody come to you with concerns about whether they should go in the military with the things that, you have accomplished in the 20 years? They might see a benefit from it, a new home, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. I am a different person. I am a more confident person. I know how to set and accomplish my goals. I have tenacity. I have grit. I have resiliency. There is so much that anyone can learn and grow from joining the military. Everyone has their own, goals in life, and it depends on what you're looking for and what you want to get out of it. But I wouldn't change anything that happened over my career for anything. It's nice to be able to walk away and know everything that I've been up against and everything that I've accomplished, and it just gives you a sense, an even greater sense of purpose and self from being in the military. So I'd highly recommend any young men, any young women that are kind of teetering the line, if they're looking for direction, if they're looking for education, if they're looking for stability, some structure, they can definitely get that from the military. Just, be wise about what you choose, what branch you choose. But there's so much mentorship and leadership and so much learning and growing. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Amen. So everybody out there listening, she got the experience to let you know that you can grow. If you like, you may get out of school and you don't know what you're going to do, and you might be in a family situation where you might want to help your family, that paycheck can help a family.
Mm-hmm.
So you structure, but by the time you get out of school, you don't have structure, and you wind up in college, still no structure, and messing up, and your parents paying for your education there, and you worry about getting your party on. So consider that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good alternative. Get your education, you get a skill set, you get discipline, because those drill sergeants, they will definitely be in your face. You're going to get it, or you're going to get out. I know that's right. But
oh,
Chris,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. I couldn't go in because I have an allergic reaction to somebody screaming at me. And so I know that couldn't have been me back in the day, because I know that it's what you do to get everybody conformed to the way you want them to go. But that screaming in my ear, that wouldn't have worked for me. So everybody up in the military, I went in the fire department, instead. But Chris, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, Tamina, Terry mentions why she could never serve in the military. When I was in high school, I was asked to serve, but I was a gay male, and they had that "don't ask, don't tell" policy. So, would you agree that it's awesome that people can join now or can enlist now, regardless of sexual orientation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a wonderful thing for them to be able, anyone to be able to serve and freely be yourself, you know, and no one wants to be walking around and feel like you can't even walk in your own identity. Serving a country is a tremendous selfless thing to do, and to limit, you know, someone because of their sexuality is not good. So absolutely. I'm super, super awesome that they lifted that Don't Ask, Don't Tell ban.
I am too, because even when that came out, you know, I thought that was bad, because one guy, I'm sure y'all have heard it before, back in the day, because he was gay, he was killed, you know, and people first got to reeducate their mind. You know, it's not about your sexual orientation. It's about, you know, your human being. If you qualified, went through the paperwork, the physical stuff, and you got in, people ought to leave you alone, unless you have problems
with
them. We see that right now in our lives. It's not even the military. People still need to educate their mind, and we're dealing with right now Asian hate and Black Lives Matter. You know, and then the thing that I've seen recently that really got my goat, I'm sure all of y'all have seen it, this old lady, I think she's about 76 or 78 years old, had Alzheimer's, and she was white. And these cops took and threw her to the ground, popped her shoulder out, and then they showed her laughing about it, being knuckle bumps and everything. Like, that was funny, you know, and then they quit so they can get their pension, and I don't think that's right. You know, I think they should withhold their pension, 401k, whatever they have, but they laughing about it. Here, this woman is a senior citizen with dementia, and they knew that before they came in, popped her shoulder right out, and that just made me sick to my stomach. So we need to educate the mind. But after 20 years in the military, what was your main position? What did you go in for? Where did you get localized in after you got in?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
After you got into the military, what was your job description? What did you choose to do after you got in?
Oh, okay. So I originally came in as communications, which I didn't choose that one. So that was a field wireman. So that was pretty rough. I was in the field. I was laying cable. I was doing switchboards and telephones and manual labor. Yes, absolutely. So and I actually had the opportunity to change my job, and I ended up choosing a career coach, career counselor. And I absolutely loved that job. So I was able to reenlist the Marines. I did their paperwork. I helped them with their bonuses. I did interviews and found out what they needed and you know, things that and ways that I could help them in staying in the Marine Corps. So ultimately being a career counselor for the Marines in the Marine Corps. So love, love, love that position.
So they call it reenlisting because you changed the job title?
No, that's called lateral moving.
So you got out and went and jumped right back in?
No. When it was time for me to reenlist the first time, you get the option. If it's a spot available, you can change your job, and that's called a lateral move. Yeah, but I never got out. So it was just re-upping, reenlisting every time when my contract was up.
Did your bonus go up as well?
I only got one bonus throughout my whole career. Everybody doesn't get bonuses.
Every time you reenlist, the contract is up.
Yeah, everybody doesn't get that money. That's only for certain jobs that are kind of critical. So, like a critical job, like EOD, those that go out and test for bombs and make sure that there's no IEDs. That's a critical job that, you know, that there's a constant need for people to be in. So if it was a critical job, then some of those jobs have bonuses, but every job doesn't have a bonus.
Oh, I understand, huh? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chris, go on to the next question, darling.
Okay, my next question is, what have you seen, what has changed for the better in the military? I mean, you know, we hear all the you know, all the news stories, but what's something that's changed in a positive way that maybe the media hasn't covered or people have overlooked?
What has changed for the better in the military throughout my 20 years? You know, I think that women are getting more of a voice, mm-hmm. and, you know, because we've always had a voice, but it's because we've always been such a small percentage of the military, and especially in the Marine Corps. So I think that throughout the years, we've just really set women up even more for success to have a stronger voice. And even not only inside the military, but even, you know, outside in corporate America, and seeing how, you know, some of these women CEOs are killing it in their businesses and in their organizations. So I think we're starting to see even more of the balanced leadership that women bring to the table. And I believe that it's being valued that much more. And I really appreciate that.
That's good. Well, we're going to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity, becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for he will not leave you nor forsake you.
Bye.
Unmask with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And I first want to say again, thank you to all my listeners north to south and east to west and everyone in those countries around the globe, 30 last time I checked. And we got a little bit of time. I'm going to let Chris ask his question, and then I'm going to let my guest tell everyone how to reach her. So, Chris, go ahead.
All right. My question is, what is the best outside of serving our country? What is like? What would you say is the most fulfilling thing about the military that people can take away, or that people can, you know, what's something that the military can teach people that they will learn for the rest of their life? Like they can add it to their life, even when they get out of the military.
I would say leadership skills. You know, leadership skills are key in every area of success for our lives, like even leadership at home, right? You know, leading my household, being able to delegate, being able to prioritize, being able to use good time management skills with my family to have things run smooth at home, but also in the civilian sector, that's what we call it when you leave the military, the civilian sector, there's so much to state organization. You know, there's a difference between being a leader and being a manager. A lot of people can be a manager, but not many people understand what leadership is, and that is something that you walk away from the military that will help you in any organization exponentially.
Well, I definitely agree with that. You know, I definitely agree with that. Most people that I've seen that's been in the military, they don't shy away from difficult things. They find a solution, and they do it, and they figure it out. And I've noticed that a lot, a common theme about people who have spent a lot of time in the military. I first want to say, Tamina, it's been a pleasure to have you here this weekend. But before we go, I'd like you to let our listeners know how you can be reached and anything that you would like to say before you go. We're giving you this opportunity now, but I want you to also understand that anytime something goes down the pike in your life or something you want to discuss, it doesn't have to be about your military career. It could be about, you know, your mentorship or whatever it is you want to talk about. Once you be on the show, it's home. You can always come back. Just give me a call, and we'll figure out what you want to discuss. And it can be from 0 to 100, anything in between. You know, we can discuss it. We'll find a way.
Awesome. So, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Coach_Tamina Ward. My website is www.CoachTaminaWard.com. I'm on Facebook. It's just under Tamina Ward. And, yeah, I just want to let all the listeners know that, hey, you know, things get tough, and a lot of people think that they can't be successful or they can't join the military and make it, but it's not even about that. It's about being successful in your own life as well. And the biggest thing is remembering not to get in your own way. Just like I mentioned earlier, the mindset is key. Every successful person, whether in the military or on the outside, has had different storms that they've sat through, that they've crawled through, that they've overcome. So your struggle, your story is no different from anyone else's. And, you know, use your story to fuel your passion and your fire to succeed. And that's one thing that I do as a public speaking coach is I help people speak up for themselves. I help people find their voice, you know, so they can position themselves to be more profitable or in a better position when it comes for promotion or anything else that they're trying to achieve in life. So your voice is powerful. It's impactful. Use it to impact people, influence people, and energize the next person to the person to the next of you.
Well, bless your heart. I really appreciate that. And like she said, if you didn't catch how to reach her, she has a website. She's on Facebook. She also is a coach to help you get your life in focus so you can be the best you can be whatever job you try to seek out or even your personal life. But again, real quick, I know it's Tamina Ward, TominaWard on Facebook. But could you give the website one more time, Tamina?
Absolutely. So it's just www.coachtaminaward. So that's coach, TominaWard.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spending this Friday with us, because I'm sure you could have been doing other things, but I appreciate you being here with me and Chris. And you
yeah,
have
thank
a
you.
Great weekend coming in, you know, and a week is coming this way, but I'm sure whatever happens, you know how to handle it. And Chris, get an umbrella if you're going to hang out in the rain.
I'm inside. I'm not leaving the house. I'm good.
Okay, baby. Well, y'all take care.
Well, thank you all so much.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.